Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hi, how's it going?
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network, thank you so much, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening in the music world. You can do so at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Mayer. Today, my guest, Taylor Momsen, to talk about the new album from the Pretty Reckless called Death by Rock and Roll. It's an album born from loss, but filled with a ferocious confidence. We're going to get into the writing from a depth of honesty and reflecting on the social movements that's happening all around all of us, but while still keeping the songs fun and full of imagination. Taylor's also going to reflect on the guests that found their way onto the record, including Tom Morello, Soundgarden's Kim Thiel, and Matt Cameron, as well as recounting the moment she went all in on being a musician, which happens within the song Rock and Roll Heaven, especially after hearing the music of the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and so many others. So let's do this and discuss Death by Rock and Roll. It's Kyle Meredith with the Pretty Reckless's Taylor Momsen.
How's it going?
Congratulations on all the success that has come from this new record, Death by Rock and Roll. I mean, you all are knocking it out of the park, and everyone is paying attention and listening. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And thank you. Thank you for playing it. I mean, we wouldn't be anywhere without radio, without you guys. So especially in, you know, the state of the world that we're in right now, because we haven't been able to tour. So we owe you guys so much. And it's absolutely incredible. Just thank you.
Well, the music is huge. The songs are huge. It's like, knowing the background on the record, it's surprising that how much fun it is still to listen to. I think is one of the first things that that I noticed, you know, that is well documented. You had deaths in the past. We had a similar friend with Chris Cornell that kind of let off on all of this too. And I think what I also find interesting is knowing the darkness that led you through to these songs, that I still find that there is such a strong sense of self, at least the way I hear it, coming from you. Like, it almost seems like there's a lot of no apologies happening on this record. I don't know if you hear it that way or if you meant it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we ever apologize for anything. I certainly don't for anything I've ever written. You know, I think that, you know, the best music comes from a place of honesty, and, you know, and that can mean vulnerability, that can mean aggression, you know, that covers the scope of so many emotions and so many things in life. And so that's something that I always really try to, you know, push myself to find. And that, isn't always easy, but I think with this record in particular, you know, after so much loss and so much, you know, tragedy, it was just this kind of flux of inspiration that was thrown at me, and I had to do something with it, really kind of whether I wanted to or not. That's been kind of my phrase that I've been saying in interviews, that this record kind of wrote itself. Like, I didn't really have a choice in the matter. It was like the universe had smacked me in the head and gone, you wanted something to write about, here it is. And so I didn't really have a choice in the matter. I think, you know, the songs kind of wrote themselves. And I think that makes for a really unique and a really special record. That it's just so, so raw, you know, there's no getting around it.
But it is the way that those songs arrived, I think, that I love, because nothing in here, you know, is like, I almost had to dig for it a little bit. I don't know if you write in characters or if that's just how I hear it, but, you know, using stories and characters, especially to reflect what's going on in the world. For example, And So It Went. I mean, mm-hmm. What a powerful song there. It doesn't take a genius, if you're listening real close, to say, oh, I sort of get what she's talking about here. But while you were writing it, was that part of how you wanted to tell these stories, was through sort of these other characters?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if I think of it that specifically when I'm kind of coming up with it. It's, you know, And So It Went really was, shockingly to me, like, 'cause I listen to the song now and some of the lyrics on there are just so poignant to what's going on right now with the pandemic. And that song was written and recorded before the pandemic. And so, you know, when I wrote that, it was very much me kind of looking at the world and seeing and starting to feel this kind of turmoil and, you know, change that was bubbling up and happening in the world. And, you know, so that's kind of what the song is about. And that's where that came from, of this kind of the state of civil unrest that we were approaching. And then obviously the pandemic happened and everything, you know, went to hell. But I think that that's kind of an interesting thing with music, is, you know, at least for myself, I write songs, put them out, and then, you know, a couple years go by and I'll look at it and I'll go, God, does art imitate life, or does life imitate art? You know, I think that's the never ending question. And there's a lot of songs on this album that have certainly kind of struck me with that feeling now, like looking back on it going, this is unbelievably relevant of what's happening. Like, this isn't good.
Right. Well, I'll bring up another one of those while we're at it, is Witches Burn. Because yeah. It also seems like that's a very strong commentary of what was happening. But again, cloaked sort of within this, you know, gothic type of story.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, when you write songs, you can only write what you know and what you see and what you observe. And so that's really what I look towards. But at the end of the day, you still want songs to be fun. You know, they're not news articles. So like you want, you know, there has to be some sort of element of, you know, whimsicalness, or I don't know what the right word is, imagination, you know, I guess, to it, that you can take a song and you can interpret it, in multiple ways, so it can connect to multiple, you know, lots of different people. And that's why I always never like to get too defining about what the songs are about, just because I think that it kind of takes something away from the listener. But certainly by putting it in this kind of, in a setting, you know, songs are storytelling. So that's, you're always telling a story, even if it's a very literal one or a, you know, kind of fantasy driven theme or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, the whimsical imagination, you get a lead in to which is Burnt Up Broomsticks. And there's definitely a sort of Disney-esque Halloween theme going on here. Creepy and fun at the same time, which you really pull off well. I mean, you're really good at the balancing the creepy and fun, I think, in several parts of this record.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge Halloween fan, so that's kind of where Broomsticks came into play. I wanted like a little, it was originally just going to be the intro to Which is Burn, like on the same song, but it kind of developed into this very musical little piece that kind of stood on its own. And so we ended up titling it separately and tracklisting it separately.
I mean, any Halloween plans? I think I can ask that now because we're in September. Is that something that you, like, is there a hard date on the beginning of Halloween season for you? Because I certainly know there is in my house.
No, not really. I just kind of, as soon as the stuff starts to go up in the stores, I guess, like as soon as there's pumpkins and Halloween candy, I'm like, it's Halloween time. So, I definitely love to like carve pumpkins every year and stuff though. So, and watch tons of horror movies. I'm a huge horror movie fan. So, and candy, you know. Who doesn't love candy? It's a good excuse to cheat and eat tons of candy.
I have a friend who says it's August 1st, which is, feels a little bit too early for me, but today's September 1st as we're taping this, and this feels like the beginning of the
September
season.
September 1st, beginning of fall, you know, the seasons are starting to change. Sure. Although I'm a little bummed about it. I feel like the summer flew by and it never really got that hot, at least where I am, and now we're back into, it's going to be winter before we know it.
You know, time has been the weirdest thing of the past year anyway. So what was summer? What was spring? Matthew McConaughey's line, I think, comes in with time is just a flat circle, whatever that means.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
The creepy fun thing, though, and I'll go back to And So It Went, because you also get that on the children's choir. There's something about a children's choir that can evoke both of those right there. And I don't know if there's a grand thought of how the choir came to be in that song, but if there is, I would love to hear the story on that choice.
Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of similar. This is not the first time we've used a children's choir. We've done it previously on the song Heaven Knows from the album Going to Hell. And when we were writing And So It Went, it was not a conscious decision of like, we need another children's choir, because that worked out well for us before. That kind of thought process never comes into play. But when I was writing the song, I was writing from the perspective of they, you know, they said, and who is they in the context of the song? It's children. So it's written into the song itself, very much like Heaven Knows, where I'm speaking to a classroom and I say, sing it, and they respond. So it's kind of a call and response situation that was written into the song itself. And when we were recording it, we were like, can we do that again? Is that just, is this stupid? And I was like, no, you gotta throw it in at the end, because it just kind of makes the song complete. You know, I've been speaking about children throughout the verses. They said, they've got to say it. So that's how that came to be.
There they are. You get Tom Morello on that track. You also get Kim Thayil and Matt Cameron on Only Love Can Save Me Now, the latest single. You know, here's two or three great guests with very distinct sounds in their history. When you're writing with these, it's sort of another, you know, chicken or the egg game. Like when you're writing with Tom, does that sort of put you in the frame of mind that you're going to write a song like that one, And So It Went? Or do you write that and go, you know, who's going to sound great for this is Tom Morello?
It's the second thing, because I don't write with anyone. Just Ben and I are the two songwriters of the band, so we write everything, and I never write anything really with the intention of asking anyone to be a part of it. I've never done that. The songs just kind of come, and when they're complete, when the song's written and you can play it from front to back, if there's someone outside of the four of us that musically makes a lot of sense to me, then you make a phone call and you see, you know, you test the waters and you go, hey, which is kind of, it was just pretty much what happened with both Only Love Can Save Me Now and So It Went. And So It Went just had this very, due to the kind of lyrical content and just the overall kind of energy of the song, it seemed very fitting to ask Tom to kind of come in and use his very unique voice to rip a solo. So I sent him the song and, you know, called him up and asked him if he'd want to contribute. And he thankfully said yes. And it's just freaking awesome. So, you know, he comes in wailing on like only Tom Morello can do. And then with Only Love Can Save Me Now, it was kind of a similar situation where, you know, we'd all kind of been through a lot of loss, you know, together and separately. And when I finished writing Only Love Can Save Me Now, it just had this very, dare I say it, Soundgarden-esque feel to the song. And so I couldn't really hear it complete without them. So I sent them a demo of it and called them up and said, hey, would you guys, I think my joke to Matt was, I think I said, hey, would you guys want to play on this? Because if you don't, we're just going to sound like we're ripping you off or something along those lines. And, you know, they thankfully said yes. And that was just the most incredible experience ever, because we actually did that together in person. We flew to Seattle and recorded at London Bridge Studios, which is, you know, where Soundgarden made Louder Than Love and Pearl Jam made 10 and Alice in Chains made Dirt. So just the studio with so much history, and it was just incredible. I mean, to hear the song come to life in real time with them playing it was just absolutely mind-blowing. Like, the first time Matt hits his snare, I thought the speakers were going to explode. It was just the coolest thing ever. And so to be able to make something, you know, it was just a very beautiful moment and full circle moment, at least for myself. Like, I never want to speak for anyone else, but for me, it was just is very cool to see something beautiful come out of so much tragedy and loss and stuff. And I'm very, very proud of that song.
So Soundgarden, Chris, really changed my life. I know the exact day in 1994 that he changed my life. I was able to tell him that a few times. Awesome. And, you know, for Soundgarden to be such an important band to me, and then to suddenly just sort of not exist anymore, to have a version of that, that you've pulled back into creation, like, thank you as a fan. Thank you. Well,
thank you. I mean, I feel the same way, and I can tell you the same thing. I mean, Soundgarden changed my life, and they still do to this day, you know, even though I've now worked with Matt and Kim, and I, you know, they're very dear friends of mine. I still put on those records and I'm hit with something every time, you know. It's every time that you're filled up with something that you just can't get anywhere else. Like, they're a one of a kind band that needed to exist.
Yeah. I was happy and surprised to hear the way you wrote that song too, because I had Kim on this series last year, and I was kind of bugging him a little bit about putting out his own record. And he said, I can't, anything I create is going to sound just like Soundgarden.
Yeah. You know, well, he's not that. I don't know what he's doing. I was in the room while he recorded his solo, and I'm watching him, and I'm just going, how are you doing that? How are you making so much noise come out of that fucking guitar? I just don't under, it's, he's like a wizard from another planet of just complete creativity. And it's just so inspiring to see. And you know, Matt's the same way. I mean, he's one of my favorite drummers of all time. And just they just have such a unique and powerful sound that is so definingly them, that it's absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah. So I know the live shows haven't really been able to happen. No live shows have been able to happen for you guys yet so far. But when you do these, are you going to be like replicating those guitar solos in that way? You know, what Kim does, what Tom did?
I mean, not verbatim by any means, but Ben's got a, you know, we don't play the tracks or anything. So we never play the same thing twice. I mean, we play the same songs, but you know, nothing's ever been exactly duplicated. So you know, that's what's fun. That's what's fun about being in a rock band, is you get to go up and go, what's gonna happen tonight? But Ben certainly has he's figured out some things. So we have our versions of it, which is I think they're turning out really good. We've actually been spending a lot of time in the rehearsal studio recently, which has been great, because it's been so long since we've played together. Even though there's no audience, just the four of us in a room, it's been so long. So finally, it's like, you know, we put out an entire record. It's been a year and we've only played them like acoustically. And so it's very, very nice to finally be able to crank amps again. So it's been really fun. So yeah, there's definitely, they're full force live, and they're going to be a blast to play. And we can't wait. We can't wait to play Black by Rock and Roll live. 2022 is when tour is starting. So we're just counting the days.
Right. When you've got those type of people in your corner, you know, the folks that we've talked about, Soundgarden with Tom, with Guns N' Roses, whoever it is, you know, here you've got an older class, and they have fully endorsed you, you know, for years now. Do you see it as this thing where it's the old class? I say the old class, and I'm sort of part of that myself, where the older class is like looking at you as the future at all? Like, does that weight come with it?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I think that far. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think like that. I like making music. They like making music. And we both kind of just appreciate what each other do. And, you know, sometimes that can lead to great musical projects and collaborations. And sometimes it just means sharing music back and forth, and, you know, and having conversations. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think of it that deeply. I don't think. I think we all just love playing, and we all love making music, so we're kind of like-minded individuals, I guess.
Me put that burden there, just to plant that.
Sure, yeah, you know, and add some more weight to my shoulders.
you documented so well. I mean, all of it. And I want to quickly bring up Rock and Roll Heaven too, because that's such a cool way to hear the story. I mean, is this the true story? Is that what we're hearing?
It's yeah, it's pretty literal. Aside from car, I didn't actually buy a car because I can't drive.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Cause I grew up in New York, but the, you know, the metaphor made sense. Sold everything else for music. So, but yeah, that's a very, you know, I fell in love with rock and roll when I first heard the Beatles, and, you know, my dad luckily raised me on a very, very good musical collection, starting with the Beatles and going down the list of just all the classics, from Zeppelin to The Who to Pink Floyd to Dylan to AC/DC to, you know, I don't need to list all the bands, the Stones. I found the kind of 90s stuff on my own when I got a little older, with Soundgarden and Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Hendrix. And it's just, you know, the list is just, it's forever ending. And that's why I think that song was just, I haven't really talked about this song very much. It's a very personal song. It's a very sad song, but at the same time, I think it's also a very uplifting song. It's a way to see that, you know, music doesn't die. It can't die. Even if the physical, you know, body of a person is no longer here, that music lives on for eternity, and their voice and their memory will go on as long as those records are played. And I think that that's such an amazing thing to, you know, about being a musician, is that you've carved a little place in not just history, but in the world, that will never go away.
I learned actually from doing another interview last year that it literally will never go away. If your music or voice or anything has been broadcasted through radio airwaves, it forever floats in the universe endlessly. It's always
really?
There. Yeah.
So. That's awesome. All right. Well, new song. that's super cool. I did not know that little piece of trivia.
Yeah.
That's super awesome. So maybe one day aliens will be hearing some records.
That's right. They're going to be rocking out to Death by Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Because right. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? I bet aliens love rock and roll. How can't they?
How can't they?
They're the most punk rock of all, right?
That's right. I certainly love it. Taylor, seriously, what you've done is so great, and it just gets better with every single album. Thanks for continuing to do it. It's important. It's important work that you're doing.
Thank you. That means so much, honestly. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. And thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you for taking the time to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
Well, have a great one. Stay safe.
Yep. You too.
Hopefully we'll see you soon, like in person at an actual show. And, you know, we'll be cranking amps loud, and you have to come backstage, actually see each other in person. It'll be great.
It'll be a thing that will, the social awkwardness will be on a 10 level peak.
Oh, it'll be palpable, but we'll all have it, so it'll be awesome.
All right, thank you so much.
Have a good one.
My thanks to Taylor Momsen. The new album from The Pretty Reckless is called Death by Rock and Roll. Big thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all of the interviews that I put out. 3 brand new ones, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, NPR, YouTube. Again, for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. After that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, including Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all 3 of them at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Cool, cool.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.